A reading from the letter of James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Consider it all joy, my sisters and brothers, when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. But he should ask in faith, not doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed about by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he or she will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a person of two minds, unstable in all ways. The brother in lowly circumstances should take pride in high standing, and the rich one in his holiness, for he will pass away like the flower of the field. For the sun comes up with its scorching heat and dries up the grass, its flower droops, and the beauty of its appearance vanishes. So will the rich person fade away in the midst of his pursuits. The word of the Lord. Theologyofwork.org reads, we know from the four Gospels that Jesus did not call all of his hearers to give away all their possessions. Not all people are as burdened by their possessions as this young man was. In his case, the challenge was radical because of his strong attachment to wealth. God knows precisely what is in our hearts and what is needed as we serve him. Is our treasure in our work, our jobs, our performance and skills, our retirement funds? These are good things, gifts from God in their right place, but they are secondary to seeking first the kingdom of God and a right relationship with God and with others. We hold our wealth and our work as an open palm, lest, like the rich young man, we end up turning away sorrowfully from God. End quote. Our convent class was involved in a renewal summer right before we professed final vows. Our sister director had a theme that kept coming up, and that theme was balance. In all things, consider the balance, and you should get along well. I think of that today in this passage about our journey to God and our connection with riches. And again, from theologyofwork.org, is our treasure in our work, our jobs, our performance and skills, our retirement funds? End quote. These are good questions, again, challenging us to seek the balance in it all. Perhaps you are very wealthy. Yeah, right. Rather, perhaps you know someone who is, or you have read about someone who is, and yet with their wealth comes a philanthropic attitude. All is good, we say. And yet, I will bet even in that generosity, there might be a risk of becoming arrogant about the giving, or even complacent about the behavior being enough in reaching out to those less fortunate. On the other hand, could a poor person be caught in a riches trap? I wonder if something else besides material gains could surface in a poor person's life that would block a relationship with God. Maybe. It is all about balance, isn't it? God bless the people who struggle day by day to not allow anything to block their journey to God, who keep moving in the right direction no matter what his or her riches might be. As the previous source inferred, maybe our riches are in our talents or popularity, intelligence, fame, etc. Sort it all out and prioritize. Think about which of those gifts, and they are all gifts, are helping us and our families, community, have a better world, and which of them might be getting in the way. I know that every time I uncover a fact about a celebrity who reveals their very unusual charitable giving or a cause they endorse or a community of marginalized people they reach out to, that makes me happy. I do enjoy their films or music or entertaining skills, so I'm glad to know they use that money in a good way. I trust their giving is for the right reasons. So with us too. No matter where we are in the ladder of material or other gifts, we can reach out to others with our gifts and keep a balance in our lives. Let us not be, as James says, a rich person who fades away in the midst of his or her pursuits. So, what was under your Christmas tree, and where does it fit in this lineup of possessions?